Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting. What's new at the movies, Melanie?
Oh, okay. I saw a movie yesterday with my husband, and it was one of the, honestly, few movies presently playing at the Maison de Cinema that I said, I really want to see that one. And I think I mentioned it on this show last week or the week before, because it appeared to me that, in fact, it was only there in French, because that's the way it appears on the website when you first look at it. But if you go into the movie icon on their screen, then it says that, yes, it's in French, but it's subtitled in English.
Okay.
So I said, oh, great. That's what I need. Mm-hmm. No, sorry. It's in English, subtitled in French.
Okay.
Pardon me. Yes. So in fact, it's an English movie, and the characters are speaking English and Japanese, but there are French subtitles. Mm-hmm. So the movie is Isle of Dogs. And it was one that, as I said, I'd read so many good things about it. And I said, this is one I really want to see. So I did. And in fact, it was wonderful.
It's excellent.
One of the best movies I've seen in a long, long time.
Great.
Seems to me totally unique. Mm-hmm. It's an animated film, and I guess it's what they call stop action animation. But I don't know very much about anime, quite honestly. But there's a lot of what appear to me to be anime elements. It's set in Japan, and there's certainly a strong Japanese component in the production. But the director and filmmaker is a very interesting guy named Wes Anderson. There are two Andersons in who are kind of big in movies, and they're both quirky guys to make quirky movies, but totally different. There's a Paul Thomas Anderson, and this director that I'll talk about today, Wes Anderson. And Wes just makes the strangest but most interesting movies. He did one called Moonrise Kingdom, The Life Aquatic. My goodness, there's so many. They don't come to mind right off the bat, but they're definitely, if you see that there's something by Wes Anderson, it's definitely worth checking it out, because he has such a very unique sensibility, and he makes totally entertaining movies and funny. They're very funny. This one was surprisingly funny, because it concerns a situation in what certainly seemed to be Japan, where the mayor of a major city, which sounded like Tokyo but wasn't called Tokyo, decided that the dogs, there were A, too many dogs, and B, they were sick. They had snout fever, and they had a number of other things that made them very ill. And there were also some other nefarious aims that he wanted, but he decided that, and he got people to support him, that what needed to happen is that all the dogs in, I think it was called the city, mega something city, would be deported to Trash Island.
Okay.
So they set about doing this. And, of course, most of the action of the film follows partly what's going on in this major city, which has this very bully, Trump-like sort of leader, and what's happening on Trash Island. And the dogs, the principal dogs, of course there are many, many dogs, because every dog in the city moved over to this island. But the dogs themselves are voiced by really well-known actors, like Edward Norton, Tilda Swinton is another one. People whose voices you will recognize, Bill Murray, and they speak English to each other. And there's one little boy who pitches up. He has flown over. He's the ward of this kind of obnoxious mayor. And he's somehow learned to fly a plane, and he's flown over to Trash Island to find his dog. And then there, the whole movie centers on what's going on to try and change the policy of chasing all these dogs off to this island, and this little boy's attempt to find his dog. It is so visual and so, as I say, unique. It's just really hard to describe his style. It's one that I would consider going to see again, only because there was things going on the screen that I said, oh, I would like that to last a little bit longer, because it was either so funny or so charming or just so visually interesting that I thought, this is quite a good film. And one that I would recommend really highly. My husband and I and two of our friends who go to the movies together have mm-hmm. developed our own scoring system for movies in terms of lobsters.
Okay.
based on a movie we saw some little while ago called The Lobster. And whenever we see a movie together now, we give it a score of how many lobsters out of five. This movie was clearly a five lobster film. It was that good and that interesting and totally entertaining. It is not, I don't think, a movie for kids. Mm-hmm. Even though you think it's a cartoon, mm-hmm. it must be a movie for kids. It's not. He did actually make a movie for kids, Wes Anderson, named Mr. Fox. That movie about Mr. Fox, which was truly a kid's cartoon, which also did very well. This is not that. I suspect that my cinephile grandson would like it, because he just likes movies so much. He will mm-hmm. see anything. But for a regular kid, it might be a little bit scary, a little bit sad. Mm-hmm. They would probably miss out on a lot of the things that I appreciated about it as an adult who just likes to watch movies that are totally entertaining.
Sounds good.
Okay, so highly recommended, 5 on the lobster scale.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what's coming up, what's there now, which is still available in English. One is the movie called, well, in French, it's called Cheval Indien, and I believe it is, in English, Indian Horse. We talked about that last time. I said I hadn't seen it, and I probably wasn't going to see it, but it's gotten kind of mixed reviews, but mostly good. And if you're interested in and would like to watch a movie about the situation of indigenous people who have gone through the residential school system, come out the other side, it's definitely one that you would like to see. Another movie that is in English there now, it's called I Feel Pretty with Amy Schumer. And I think I said last week, it's there. I don't think I'll go see it, but... And then I subsequently read, a number of reviews on the Rotten Tomatoes review site, and it's just getting really awful reviews.
Okay.
But again, reviews are reviews, and mm-hmm. you know, sometimes there's movies that, you know, got terrible reviews, but just strike a chord mm-hmm. with you, the viewer. So by all means, you really do need to be an Amy Schumer fan. She's a young and very popular comedian. She's done all kinds of TV specials, and some people love her. I think she's okay. I've certainly seen, she did a movie that was actually quite a good little movie called Trainwreck a couple of years ago, and apparently this one is not as good, but by a long stretch. So I Feel Pretty is there. That's a possibility to go and see. Rampage, based on arcade game and starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That's there again in English. The one that I did see with my grandson is still there, and probably it may be there for a while still, but you never know. And that's called Ready Player One, which is about a virtual reality, a major virtual reality situation. Another one that I haven't seen yet, and again, I may not see. It got not sterling reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, but on the other hand, it looks as if it was entered into a number of film festivals recently. I don't know how it did at these film festivals, but it seems to be essentially two characters and a drone. Juliet being a young woman who is in a country that I can't identify, but it's somewhere in the Middle East, and she's being watched through this drone by a young man who I believe is in North America. So that's a kind of a possibility. I may or may not catch that one, but not likely. Another one, which oddly is only in English, is called Super Troopers 2. And again, I think it's one of those movies that it's kind of on the silly comedy side. I guess Super Troopers, the first one, was pretty well received. If you like kind of silly pratfall comedies with state troopers in the lead. Anyway, not one that I would go out of my way to recommend, but to each his own. So for those of you who enjoyed the first one, you'll probably love the second one. Another movie which I did see last week and I recommended last week or 2 weeks ago was A Quiet Place. Still there in English, yay. And this is one that I would recommend. It's definitely worth seeing. It's a horror movie, but it's a very sophisticated, kind of well-acted, well-written horror film. Another movie that's playing in French is called A Syrian Family. And if I'm not mistaken, it was part of the recent film festival, and now it's here in general release. I've not seen it, but friends who have seen it have said, absolutely, go and see it. My own tendency is to shy away from movies that I feel are going to be hard to watch. And this one, I suspect, would be hard to watch.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, so not that I will never see those kind of movies, but given a choice, chances are I will opt for Isle of Dogs.
Yes, okay.
But maybe I will bite the bullet and go check out A Syrian Family. And finally, there's one called Truth or Consequences. And it's in both English and French. And I think it centers around a group of young people playing the game Truth or Consequences. I don't know very much about it. It hasn't gotten especially excellent reviews, and I thought, maybe I'll wait for something better to come along, because we are in a fortunate position of having so many movies in English at any given time. And what's coming down the pike is there's, of course, a number of English movies that will be beginning on April 27th, which I believe is next Friday.
Oh, that's good.
And the one that everybody has heard of and everybody is awaiting with bated breath is called The Avengers Infinity War. And it looks like the whole complement of Marvel Universe heroes. From, I think it even includes Ant-Man and Iron Man. And the whole Marvel gang. And if you like Marvel movies, and I do, I must admit, I do quite like them. Not as a steady diet, but they're fun once in a while. Sometimes, especially the ones that seem to have just a cast of thousands, strike me as overkill in terms of superheroes and super special effects. I like the ones with a particular person, like Wonder Woman, oh, she's not part of this group, but that kind of movie, it's one person, folks. The original Iron Man, I thought it was terrific, and a number of others. But this is big cast, huge budget, and I think it will make $1 gazillion.
Probably. I know a lot of people are really anxious to see that.
Yeah. And I'll probably be among them.
Okay, that's good.
Just so I'll have something to talk about. And that's what's coming on the 27th. And then there's another English one that's starting up the week after, but I won't talk about that right now. Suffice to say that Avengers is probably going to rival the Black Panther in terms of audience numbers mm-hmm. and money. And I loved the Black Panther, as you may recall. And I thought, well, I hope this one is as good. But it's in that same. In fact, mm-hmm. the Black Panther is in this one. He is one of the superheroes who's part of the Avengers, the mm-hmm. superhero team. So I think I will say something sort of to wrap things up here in terms of the website. The website is very comprehensive. They have, along with what I'm looking at now, the upcoming movies, the important thing that you'd want to look at would be movies and showtimes. And there is a glitch on that page when you click on the movies and showtimes and you expect to see all of the movies and their showtimes. And if you use the current date, mm-hmm. You will see only a small subset of those movies. And I said, that can't be right. So the trick is to go to, unless they fix it, the trick is to move to the next date on the screen, which is at the top of the screen. And suddenly, all the movies show up.
Okay,
with their times. So mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on there, but it's if you think, oh, these movies that I had hoped to see aren't there anymore, well, go to the next date, and mm-hmm. you'll probably find exactly what you're looking for. Okay, so that's it for me for this week.
Okay, well, we thank you very much, and encourage everybody to get out and see a movie at La Maison de Cinéma in Sherbrooke.